Welcome, one and all, to the February Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. As each and every one of you know, we convene ourselves together once a month, and normally we had been scheduling those for Mondays at 12 noon. I shifted it back to Sunday at the time that we're now connecting in today, 2 p.m. Pacific time. The intention here is that we'll be able to attract more participants for our Parkinson's Recovery Support Group gathering. A reminder to everyone, the replays of all of the previous support group meetings over the last 3 years are all available on the member support group website. I must say and report that some of the discussions that members have to offer are truly inspiring. So when you're looking around for, well, how can I spend the next 30 minutes of my life, think about connecting in to the support group member page and listen to any of those recordings. It really is inspiring to me, and I know to everyone else. I have a flash announcement. I think that's the appropriate name for this. A number of you, I know, are ordering CBD oil products from a company called CTFO. That stands for Changing the Future Outcomes. I just received an email message yesterday announcing a sale that is going to end either today or tomorrow. If then you are a person who regularly orders from CTFO your CBD oil, now is the time to order. No coupon code is required or necessary. You enter whatever you'd like to purchase in the shopping cart, and that 20% discount is automatically applied. So do it right now. Do it today. It may be still available tomorrow, but I can't be sure about that. They come out, it seems now, every 6 months, give or take, and do offer a sale. And so it's a good time to stock up if you are a regular purchaser of their CBD products. Now, I know some of you are not now using or acquiring CBD oil products. As with any therapy, we cannot say for any certainty that it'll help everyone. I have to say my conclusion after 20 years of researching this, there is no therapy that helps everyone. It simply doesn't exist. I do know that sorted more to the top of the list would be individuals that do report CBD oil has been offering relief from their symptoms. So it seems to me it's worth giving it a try out at any rate. The company that I recommend is one that has high integrity, has high quality. They do laboratory assessments and checks on all of their CBD oil. So if they say it has 1,000 milligrams, it does, because the laboratory report confirms that is the case. Their products are organic. They're the best prices of any company. But actually, I have to confess, the reason why I am not hesitant whatsoever to recommend this as a source is because they offer a full money-back guarantee. All you have to do is to return the used empty bottle, the bottle that you purchased and used, to them for a full 100% refund. So if you get it, and for whatever reason, this particular option is not one that offers you relief from your symptoms, there's no risk. You're able to get a full refund of your purchase price. So now is a really good time because of the 20% discount. So let me encourage each and every one of you who now currently acquire your products from CTFO to take action, get the advantage of the 20% discount. Again, it will go away here very soon. And those of you that haven't actually experimented with CBD oil, this is a good opportunity. Now, their CBD oil products are also water-soluble, which means that their penetration, apparently, according to the research, is about 10 times the penetration of other CBD oil products. I guess they have some protected patents on these particular developments. I think it's the company that's at the leading edge of all companies that sell these products. It took me a long time to find a company that I could recommend with some confidence, and I think I've landed on this one. A member of my audience actually steered me in this direction, so I have to confess I didn't actually find this source on my own. Now, a link to the website that presents the different options that are available and some videos that are informative is here on the support group page. So you'll see up at the top, it says CBD oil products from CTFO. That's the name of the company. So if you want to proceed to take advantage of their discount, be sure to visit that link and that website. Second of all, I've had a number of individuals ask about the ME3. This is the glutathione regactive probiotic. The ME3 is an enzyme that is, as it turns out, an enzyme that allows the body to naturally manufacture glutathione. And of course, because the body is manufacturing it, there's no barrier in the brain that precludes its entry. So it's a great way to supplement your body with glutathione without having to get, for example, the expensive glutathione IV infusions or even taking other kind of supplements that really have little impact because of the blood-brain barrier. So ME3 has been very popular. I have to confess I have some considerable difficulty keeping that in stock. But I do have a limited supply now. So if you're a user of that, there's a link to the ME3 information here on the support group website. I want to encourage each and every one of you to visit the member websites every single day. Make that a habit. And you might be wondering, well, why do you have to visit every day? Well, first of all, I update the pages every day, some of them every week, but there's new information every day. The reason I developed this number of wonderful presentations of exercise for the week, of a recipe for each day, an inspiring quote of the day, mind work, which enables you to facilitate the coordination of the right and left sides of the brain through various simple little fun exercises, mind challenges, puzzles that have to be solved where you get the answer the next day, and of course the categorization of all the radio show interviews that I've done over the last 10 years. So the whole idea of the member website, and I have 12 of them, so don't forget, when you get into one, you can visit all of the other websites. No login, no password is required. The reason is because it is so easy to get discouraged about the prospects for getting well and recovering completely and fully and reclaiming your life force. Why is that? Well, you know the answer as well as I. The template out there, the thought form that seems to simply stick in there and will not fade away is one that suggests that once you have this diagnosis, you will deteriorate year in and year out. Well, it's not true. It's a false belief template. So when you are assaulted with that belief, and you'll be assaulted from various sources, just go do a search on the internet, and unless you land on my websites, you're going to find a lot of people saying, well, you know, the fact is that this is a condition where you're going to get worse every year. Sorry about that. But then they might have something that will, and this is what is said in a lot of the websites, we have something that will slow the progression down. Oh, I think to myself, you've got to be kidding me. Slow the progression down? That's the best that's offered. So the belief that is instilled for many persons who have this diagnosis is, oh, well, other people know better. Looks like I have no chance of being able to get well. And as you probably well know, since I know many of you have been members now for a number of years, the whole mission of Parkinson's recovery is to challenge that false belief and to incorporate a community of individuals who know in their heart, mind, and soul that recovery is happening for them and has happened for many others. In other words, the body knows how to heal itself. It just needs a little additional support here and there, depending on what happens to be out of balance. The normal state of the body is to be healed, to be fully well, to be in a state of balance and harmony. So when there is imbalance, that's not the normal state for the body. The body is always moving toward that centered, balanced, harmonious state. The support then that is needed, obviously, is not always obvious. It may take a little bit of searching, but once it's given, the body really can return to that place of balance and harmony. So why visit the member websites every single day? And my answer for you is, all of a sudden, you are reminded that, of course, I'm healing from the inside out. It's a reminder. It's a way of all of a sudden shutting down that hamster wheel false belief that you're getting worse, your symptoms are getting worse, you're going to have to eventually sign up for some kind of a nursing home assistance or a caretaker permanently. And of course, that may be something that's necessary, but in the end, what you really want to understand is that taking the right action will help you heal day in and day out and reclaim your life force. So this is my long roundabout circular way of encouraging each of you to please visit the member websites every day. I really do spend a lot of my time in creating the content and putting up the material on the member websites. Now, I'm most proud of the meditations that I developed for the website. The ones that are up this week are titled Clear the Log Jams in Your Life. So if you find you're up against some walls and can't quite break through those walls, well, the meditations this week are the ones that should be very beneficial. Now, for those of you that are a bit still unfamiliar with the member websites, there are two meditation pages or websites. The first is the week-long meditation. That one is about 30 minutes long, so be sure to take on a Monday or a Tuesday a little extra time to be able to hear the whole presentation. And then on the second member website, there are shorter meditations that last anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 minutes. And they all build on the longer meditation for the week. Now, starting tomorrow on Monday, the title of the meditations happens to be Balance, Yin and Yang. Now, that's the bottom line of what it takes to recover from the neurological symptoms that you might currently be experiencing. Balance, yin and yang. Balance, the go, make things happen in the world. Let's push ahead. Let's convince people about this argument that we know is going to change the world. That's the sympathetic nervous system that has been fully charged. Versus the parasympathetic nervous system, the one that lays back, rests, has time to be able to rejuvenate and rejuvenate. It's the one where you have fun and where you enjoy yourself. There needs to be a balance between the two. You don't turn one off permanently. Both of them are needed for survival. But when the sympathetic fight-flight nervous system is on full steam ahead, we will never have an opportunity to come back into balance. In other words, adrenaline is pumping nonstop 24 hours a day, even when we sleep. So people who have problems with sleeping at night, what's wrong? Their sympathetic nervous system is not shut down. Their parasympathetic nervous system cannot somehow activate so that you have a sense of balance. In the end, then, when I look at all the many therapies that you and other members of my audience have reported back in my holiday survey are making a difference, are helping you to be able to find relief from your symptoms, I stopped just several months ago and I asked the question, what's in common across all of the diversity of what people tell me makes a difference? And I have to tell you, there's just such a variety of methods and therapies and resources that people use. But when I really looked at everything, I realized, whoa, wait a minute, I see what's happening here. Using very different approaches, and it might be medicines, it might be supplements, it might be herbal remedies, essential oils. It could be light therapy or sound therapy, or it could be anything like electromagnetic field therapy. Many, many different choices. So we have a lot of reports back of what's helping people. But if you really step back and ask, well, what's in common across all of these, all of them make it possible for the body to return back into that state of balance and harmony. That's the key to recovery. Turn down the volume of the sympathetic, the fight, flight, make things happen, charge ahead in the world, sympathetic nervous system, and then support and nurture and turn on the parasympathetic nervous system. And then when you do that, your body can naturally manufacture whatever hormones are needed and essential for balance and harmony. And those hormones, of course, as you are well aware, would be dopamine, serotonin, melatonin, and others. The body has 40 hormones that it actually manufactures. The dopamine is really just one of them. And we want to just recognize that the body has to have a balance of all of those 40 hormones in order to be able to sustain us in a viable life state. Now, I've incorporated all of these ideas that has been suggested to me finally in an online course available at any time of the day, 24 hours a day. It's called What Really Matters. So if you're interested in exploring many of the different kinds of therapies that are helping people, be sure to check out that online course. And then also, I've got an online course that I'm very proud of, and that's a lot of suggestions for people of how you can make your walking rock solid. And I got those ideas, I have to confess, from people who have Parkinson's symptoms who found solutions to their challenges. So it's really a wonderful set of ideas that I'm very proud of being able to document. So that online course available 24 hours a day is also now up and running and available. So check out both of those. If mobility is a challenge, be sure to look at that online course content. And if you're interested in exploring lots of ideas for therapies that might provide a benefit to you, then be sure to check out the What Really Matters website interface. And now finally, I have one general comment I want to make about some of the time I've spent this last month, and it actually surprisingly has been devoted to exploring the potential value of, get this, mushrooms as a healing modality. That's actually one of the therapies that is, in fact, documented and listed in the What Really Matters online website. Now, the certain types of mushrooms will enable a person to go down into a deep altered state. And at this point, it appears to me that that might be a wonderful approach for being able to release the trauma that is embedded at the cellular level in the body. So a lot of different possibilities and approaches and methods are possible for releasing trauma. It looks like using the mushrooms to move into an altered state may be a viable option for anybody that seems to have been frustrated with finding a way to make that happen. If you've got a lot of trauma that's trapped at the cellular level and that has capsulized in the cellular structure of the body, you're going to have persistent anxiety and your symptoms are also going to follow suit. The key then is to be able to release the trauma. Now, I think the other thing I really want to mention is I'm also, I think, at the point where I would recommend that if you want to use that as a way of releasing trauma, I think it really needs to be closely supervised. There are some facilities, some medical facilities that allow you to be able to go into those altered states and get the support that you need as you run through the releases that are necessary and essential. So it's kind of an interesting development. It's brand new. I have to say, it's just emerging. I'm sure there'll be a lot of resistance for being able to acquire these services, but right now they are available. and they are being offered in certain medical facilities and clinics, and I think it might be something that you might want to consider if you feel like you've got this persistent anxiety, and of course you know you've experienced some trauma in your life, and you feel like, well, maybe one of the ways to heal is to find a way to release the trauma, and it may be those altered states really will benefit you a great deal. So the mushrooms may be, certain kind of mushrooms, I should say, may be a possible answer. And I'll be writing and developing this content more specifically over the coming months. So that's really the gist of the kind of work that I've been doing and contributing to my Parkinson's recovery community. I don't see anybody who's popped in there to our chat room interface with any kind of a follow-up question or topics you'd like for me to cover. Remember, please write in there if you've got anything you'd like for me to discuss or others to discuss. We have many people who connect into our program through their phones or through the website, and so we typically have relatively few callers. So let me now check in to our phone listings and open up the line and have a warm greeting to Bill. Bill, hello, how are you?
Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm doing pretty well. This is actually the first sunny day we've had in a long time in Washington State. It's been raining every day for months and months, so it's a real mood uplift.
You've lived there a while now.
Yeah.
One thing I thought I'd just mention to you is, and this is somewhat in connection with what you said earlier about yin and yang and the balance that we want to try and achieve, is in traditional Chinese medicine, so far as food is concerned, they classify things as yin and yang, or you could say hot and cold, hot being yang and yin being cold. And each food in that system has a property or combination of properties. And there's a theory within it that what you want to do so that you don't fall out of balance one way or another is if you have a very yin constitution, let's say, you would want to eat more yang foods to compensate, or vice versa. And I found actually that's been helpful to me in terms of what foods to consume that will not cause any imbalance within your own body. Is that something you would agree with?
Oh, yes. That's such a marvelous, insightful suggestion, Bill. So what foods are you eating that appear to be making a difference?
Well, I'll give you an example, just personal example. I used to eat a lot of avocado, which is, considered a vegetable, but it's actually a fruit, and it's very yin. And I'd find I'd eat a bunch of avocado, and I'd actually start shivering. And I thought, it obviously affected me temperature-wise, and it's not, when they're talking about hot food and cold food, it's these are innate properties within whatever you're talking about, not that it's cold as in out of the refrigerator or hot as out of the oven. So that kind of brought it home to me that I should pay more attention to the effect that food is actually having on your body temperature, which is an indication of how much your body is in balance or not.
Oh, how interesting. Well, you found a food that you probably should reduce or eliminate. Have you found any foods that do just the reverse, that offer some sustained relief from symptoms that you can eat?
Yeah, well, I'll give you another example in my own case. Is a very warming food is ginger. And so if I feel chill, I have low body temperature anyway, and always had even before I had Parkinson's. But if I make a cup of real strong ginger tea, it actually heats up the body and gets rid of that feeling of I'm too cold. So it can work in either direction. Did I lose you?
Hello, Bill, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, I can, yeah. I just got blown out of the system, so I had to call back in. I don't know whether you did too, but the value of ginger as a food that you've experimented with and appears to offer some relief from your symptoms. Is that a fair summary of what you were saying?
Yeah, if your body temperature runs on the cold side like mine does, that's a simple, natural way to kind of get warmed up, so to speak. There are other people who are constantly overheated and sweating and red-faced and so on at the opposite end of where I'm at, and they would need something cooling, like, you know, a fruit like watermelon or their peppermint is an herbal tea that's cooling. So all I'm suggesting is to pay attention to these properties within food itself and make sure that you're consuming foods, not just because somebody said they're healthy, but because they actually have a beneficial effect on your body, your physical well-being.
What a wonderful
really
idea.
Not directly, because, you know, we're always focused on Parkinson's symptoms, but they're also, I mean, part of the thing you need to focus on is actually getting healthier overall and not just focus on what can I do to get rid of this particular symptom.
Well said.
So that's something I didn't consider early on, but what I think is might have some usefulness for other people. What you said earlier about not accepting the fact that having Parkinson's is an inevitable downward journey. I mean, it will be if you just don't do anything about it, don't take control. But if you do, you'll find that things that were bothering you, and, you know, you take proactive steps and you be super persistent about keeping up with the things that actually help you, you will get better. You know, certain aspects of it will get gradually better. I've had this happen to me, so I know it's true. It's not like everything that you had on the first day you were diagnosed is inevitably going to get worse, because that's not the case.
Thank you for saying that, because it's so important to recognize the value of those thoughts and how they affect what we really do and the outcome of how we feel.
Right. I mean, I think the people who do the worst are the people who advocate control over to their neurologist or to fate or whatever, and just say, well, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. Then it is going to be bad.
Right.
I mean,
well,
that's
a
self-fulfilling prophecy.
It is indeed. And my belief is that control is key to recovery when a person does take control over their decisions and their recovery program. They will get better. the reason control is so important is that trauma is a big part of why people experience neurological symptoms, whether it's physical trauma or emotional or mental trauma. And so when we're traumatized, we are not in control. We're not in control. So the healing for that is to realize what's important is to assert full and complete control over every decision that is made. And when the control is given over to someone else or even some other therapy, feeling like, well, that's going to fix me, then that's just connecting in to the experience the person had when traumas were experienced. So in the end, being in control is so gosh darn important. It's really the key, I think, to recovery.
Yeah, and people just have to accept that it's going to take some work. There are going to be setbacks. There are going to be things that you had high hopes for working that aren't going to work. And there might be things that surprise you the other way that you didn't have much hope for and that actually turn out to be beneficial. So
that's so true, isn't it, Bill? That's such a beautiful summary of really the way it goes. And, of course, when we have high hopes for something and we give it a good run for its money and it doesn't help, then all of a sudden what kicks in is, oh, nothing is going to help. So it's
yeah,
for
you
some
can't
people.
Go there.
No, you can't go there because all of a sudden, well, wait a minute, there are things out there that will make a big difference. So just because this great therapy helped my friend doesn't mean it's necessarily going to help me. And that's the realization that recovery, again, is a possibility for everyone.
Right. And if you try something that doesn't work, just forget it and move on. It's, you know, you've done such a wonderful job laying out this panoply of choices and possibilities that you've always got something else you can try. So
exactly. There's so many choices out there. You're not exactly lacking in things you can explore. So
right.
That's true.
Right.
We've got a lot of options out there and some confidence that it helps some people. So we know that at least there's a possibility it may help people.
Right.
There is an interesting suggestion that I heard on a radio show interview with a macrobiotic guru, Warren Kramer, about ginger. So your emphasis was on general healing effects of these various foods for certain people. And what he recommended was something I really had not heard before. I asked him the question, do you have anything that you would recommend in particular that would be helpful for persons with neurological challenges? And he said the one recommendation he thought that would be most useful is to buy some organic ginger, just like you were referring to earlier, grate the ginger, and then put it into water, so have a little water solution of ginger, warm that up, get a wash rag, and put the ginger up and down your spine. So do a little a ginger cleanse up and down your spine. And he said for the people that he's recommended that to, they've all found that it really has been extremely useful and helpful. So ginger, not ginger that you eat, but ginger rather that's used more as an external remedy applied to the skin along the spine.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's been
used for centuries in Indian culture, Chinese culture. It's perfectly safe. So,
It is, and it's a great detox, too. When people talk about, well, we have to have some kind of exotic detox, well, start taking ginger. Add that to your food every day, and gradually I think you'll discover you begin to feel better.
Right.
And, of course, and you know, my feeling, too, Bill, is you were sort of arguing, look, instead of focusing on the symptoms, focus on getting well and healthy kinds of strategies. And the result, it seems to me, is so you're doing actions that create better health and wellness overall. That means that the body has even more energy to repair whatever needs to be repaired that's causing the neurological challenges the person experiences. So it makes sense
it's a better
approach to say, okay, I'm just going to work on my overall health and wellness and not to focus on the symptoms, because it all ultimately fall into place.
I think so. Because if we get too much in the weeds of this, you know, I'll take such and such a supplement to fix, you know, my tremor or whatever it may be that's bothering you that day, it doesn't work. That's discouraging. But if you do something that makes your body more efficient and better able to ward off fatigue or just general health issues, then it'll also be better at knocking down Parkinson's symptoms.
That's my experience as well, just speaking to the many interviews I've done with people. When people approach it that way, they really get well, and people who just focus on the symptoms seem like they continue to struggle. The way I've often thought about it is there's some sort of a listening that happens in the universe. And so when a person wants to just focus on the problem or the symptoms, then the listening, although the person is saying, I don't want to have tremors, the listening is, that person wants to have tremors. They don't actually somehow code in the fact that the word no was used or not. I don't want. Yeah. They don't hear that. The only thing that's really registered is, the thought is centered on the problem, on the tremors. Okay, so then the result is, all right, I guess we need to have more of that. Although the person is trying to heal the problem, because they're spending all of their thoughts and their energy on the problem, it winds up just giving fuel to that problem. So your recommendation seems to be really so smart and so wise. Instead of focusing on the problem, you're just focusing on getting well, the wellness aspect of it. And boy, that's energizing. The other one is de-energizing.
Yeah, and you said sort of setting yourself up for disappointment when it doesn't work, even though it may, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, let's say exercise or something like that, it's having a, maybe it's not helping you with tremor, let's say, but it's helping you in other ways that you're not even paying attention to, which will eventually make you strong enough. So
I think that's so beautifully said, is if you're focusing on just the one symptom and say, okay, I'm doing this therapy, let's say it's yoga, to be able to address the symptom, and okay, the symptom gets worse, you say, wait a minute, the therapy is not helping. And yet the result, like you just described, maybe first of all, you are feeling more energy, you are feeling a lot better, and second of all, it may be, for example, if you had tremors and you're doing yoga, the tremors got worse, but actually that's evidence that the body is healing. It may be that the tremoring is just the release of drama. So your thoughts about what's happening wind up being backwards.
Right. And it kind of sets you up in this sort of negative feedback loop where you're trying something, it's not working, so you stop trying.
Exactly. And the person resigns themselves. Well, I'll just let somebody else, you know, try to solve this for me. And they give up control. And then, unfortunately, there's a good chance that, in fact, the symptoms do not resolve. So that's the sad part of the story. I was actually, as you were talking, I was thinking, well, of all these dozens and dozens of options and therapies, I began to wonder, well, what's the probability on average that they really will provide sustained relief for a person? You know, some of them is going to be higher than others. And I've sort of thought, I think it's the probability that these therapies are going to help isn't quite 50%. It's probably more like 45% on average. So if a person tries any therapy, it's not quite 50-50 chance that it's going to help. So there's a good chance they try it and it doesn't help. And then they go into that thought mind trap that you were just talking about that obviously is not in their best and highest good.
Right. Yeah. 50-50 would be very optimistic. You just have to accept that going in. You know, maybe it'll work, maybe it doesn't.
Exactly. Well, we'll give it a trial and run and spend for its money. And of course, the ones that I really like for people to know about are the ones where they're risk free. You know, it's like the company says, "Well, give this a try, and we'll give you all your money back." I mean, great. So that means that at least if it doesn't work, you know, they're not out any resources.
Right. And some of them, as you say, are inexpensive or don't cost anything at all. So it's not.
Some of the ones. You know what, Bill, too? I think some of the ones that are the most effective really are the ones that are free. So
yeah.
That's exactly right. Things you just have to do yourself, steps you have to
right.
take yourself. That's kind of why I designed this Giant Leap for Recovery in 14 Small Steps. Is the idea there is, well, these are all things people can do themselves. And so we just offer these tiny little steps, actions that can be taken. But it's not about doing therapies. It's about just making some changes in lifestyle and habits. And in the end, I think that really can yield the most significant results. And we're about to conclude that class. We've got one more weekend left. But surprisingly, the people who are calling in, there are all saying, oh, I'm so much better. You know, it's like, I'm celebrating. So
great.
I'm thinking, I think that's really the wonderful approach, is we can make some changes in our decisions, our habits, our lifestyle that really will make a big difference. And adding a little bit of things, a little bit of actions that can really make a huge difference in the long run. Little tiny steps, but in the end, they accumulate into really a huge celebration of recovery.
Absolutely.
Bill, thank you for that wonderful suggestion. And I'm going to begin to explore that whole idea some, and I'm going to plan on doing some writing about it so I can spread the word of your wonderful suggestion. That makes so much sense to me, and a way of thinking about how to make some choices of what to eat that will really make a big difference to people. So I profoundly thank you for letting us know about that idea.
Sure. You're quite welcome.
And I'm going to check in here, and we don't have any other folks who've called in to our support group gathering today. And we don't have anybody who's written into our chat room or our Q&A field. So let me just say again, you know, I put out these emails. If you have any topics or issues you'd like for us to cover, be sure to email me any of that, and we'll be sure to add that to our support group meeting for March. And please, I urge each and every one of you, try to make it a habit every single weekday to just spend a few minutes on the Parkinson's Recovery member websites. Remember, no login, no password is required. You just connect in. You can start with the support group page, and then down the right-hand column, there are all those icons of all the other pages. You can read the quote, the inspiring quote for the day. It'll take about 30 seconds, but it really will reset a place of being discouraged into a place of all of a sudden being encouraged. A little tiny exercise that you can do that'll take about a minute or 2 minutes usually. Some of them take a little longer, and you can do that, and research shows that that'll also help you feel better. And, of course, what I really would like to promote for visiting the websites every day is to listen to that just a 3 or 4 minute daily meditation. And the whole idea is an infusion of positivity, so that if there is any hesitation, any negativity, just like Bill was discussing, can really sabotage the success of your recovery program, that can be dissolved by simply connecting into the member websites. That's why I spend so much time in making sure they're updated for each of you, because I know it's a challenge. It's a challenge every day, because it's easy to slip into that place of discouragement. It's easy to begin to all of a sudden think to yourself, well, maybe everybody's right. Maybe I'm not going to get well. So it does take some extra support. Well, support is there. It's there for you every single day by simply visiting the member websites. Well, thanks so much for connecting in to our program today, our Parkinson's Recovery February Support Group Gathering. As a reminder, as I said at the beginning, and I'll repeat it again, we have replays of all of our support group gatherings, and I think you'll discover, if you'll begin to even just listen to some of the replays of those programs, that you'll find some really wonderful suggestions from the various members here at Parkinson's Recovery, just like we have heard today, this spectacular approach and mindset from Bill that I think everybody would be very much advantaged from pursuing on your own. Well, that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and of course, all the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the simple fact that you are a Parkinson's recovery member, you have committed to a successful journey down the road to recovery in your own way, in your own time, making your own choices, accessing your own wisdom and inner guidance about what steps need to be taken for you personally, trusting that your body knows that it can and will heal from the inside out. It just needs a little tender, loving support and care, and a little support remembering what it was like to be in full and complete balance. Thanks so much for being a supporter of Parkinson's Recovery. Your contributions help us to be able to subsidize the many other free services that we offer here to our global audience. Thanks so much for being here. Connect with me anytime. You know my email. You know my phone number. I'm happy to provide support anytime and any way possible. My goal, my passion is to be able to offer you the support that you need, the information that is critical to being able for you to find the solutions that will enable you to celebrate a success in your recovery, just as Bill has conveyed today. Thanks so much for being here. We look forward to connecting with you the last Sunday of March at 2 o'clock Pacific time. Robert Rogers, founder of Parkinson's Recovery, thanks so much for being here.